flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, John Boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Morosi. Where is Jeff Passan in all of this?
Here's John Morosi.
Where is Jeff Passan?
Should we just call Jeff Passan right now?
Yes, just call him.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
JP Morosi had it first. How you feeling, Padres fans?
MLB Network insider.
What I was told yesterday from sources is that one team to watch and the potential of moving Dylan Cease, the Chicago Cubs.
Ooh.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me means the world.
Sources confirm that fun.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. You should download the Circa app today and talk a little bit of baseball with John Morosi, who joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. John, thanks for joining us. I wanted to start with the Luis Robert smoke. Is that real?
Well, I do think that the White Sox remain open for business. The essential truth of where they're at as an organization right now has not changed since the end of the season or the start of the winter meeting. So I would say the White Sox continue to engage on him, but we heard the report recently about the conversations between the White Sox and Reds about him. It didn't seem like it went anywhere. I do believe he is still available. A number of teams are still looking for outfielders. And the one thing that I would say that could help the White Sox eventually move Luis Robert is very few teams are completely content with their situation in center field. Very few. And yet, having said all of that, he's coming off of a down year relative to what his full potential is. I would say at this point, unless someone really overwhelms you or unless there's an injury in spring training, you start the season with him. You hope that he has a better first half. And then because of how crowded the middle part of the standings tends to be, and we expect the White Sox to be at the bottom of the standings again, take advantage of the fact that you can be an early seller. And if he has a good first 2.5 months, it's a better trade, I think, for the White Sox in June than it would be right now.
Interesting. Before I want to ask you another one about that, but I got a comment because you're on Twitch. The off-season beard is solid, in my opinion. What do you think, Lawrence? It's a little inconsistent, but that's okay.
I don't know if we needed to like rag on it being inconsistent. I like it, John. Is this going to be a lifestyle change for you?
Great question.
That is a great question. So, Lawrence, it has been, and Speaks, thanks for noticing it. It has been a big topic of discussion around the Morosi household.
Sure.
I'm 42 now. Look, I'm not cool. I'm not fooling anybody. But between my wife and my daughters, you know, there's probably a 50-50 split if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I do know this, that it's probably going to have to go away around opening day. But let's at least take a look at it and see where it stands in the latter part of March before we judge it too harshly.
Yeah, but you don't know. By the time opening day comes around, that beard could be in the best shape of its life.
That's true.
It could be. Yeah. I'm going to be sending dispatches out during the course of spring training that the beard is in the best shape of his life. And by the way, I am playing in a charity hockey game tomorrow. I feel like the facial hair.
Oh, sweet.
With that vibe.
Yeah, that's a charity hockey beard.
What charity are you playing for?
So it's the Shocks and Saves game. It's in Saginaw, Michigan. Yuri Fisher went into cardiac arrest about 20 years ago in a game for the Red Wings. And fortunately, his life was saved because there was a defibrillator at the side of the ice in Joe Louis Arena. So Yuri Fisher, he's doing well now. He's able to skate. Of course, didn't play after that competitively, but his health is good. And so he's out there on the ice tomorrow before the Saginaw Spirit game. And we're going to be, I'm going to be joining a team of, there's going to be a handful of ex-NHLers there, which makes me a little nervous. And then doctors and first responders, which I feel a little bit better about. And so I'm going to be surrounded by former pros and life-saving people, and then me. So we'll see how we do.
That is excellent. We know of your passion for hockey. That's beautiful that you're taking part. John Morosi here with us on the Spiegel and Holmes Show here on 670 The Score. So last offseason, the Dylan Cease rumors were hot and heavy. And with 2 years left on his deal, John, and then we got to March and they decided they didn't want to risk him actively starting the season because of the fear of injury, and they made the deal in the middle of March for whatever they could get. And it strikes me that this Robert rumor could be Sox floated to try and get the interest up and keep it going. And I wouldn't be shocked if Luis Robert is dealt in March, just like Dylan Cease was.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And that also allows for the psychology of where we are at right now relative to spring training starting. Guys, we are 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers. And so when you get this close and you're having your meetings, unless you can get someone like Bregman or Alonso at a complete discount, your general default is, hey, let's take a look at what we've got internally before we make some choices about how much money we're going to spend or a trade that we're going to make. It's worth noting, we are still about 3 weeks away from the one-year anniversary of when Bellinger signed back with the Cubs. 3 weeks away from that still. So we've got some significant road ahead of us in terms of the journey from now until opening day. It's still 2 months. That's a long time. And for me, for someone in Robert's situation who has faced questions about consistency in the past, for him, if he wants to find himself on a winning team, if you want to be a Philadelphia Philly at some point in time this year, I know they were linked a bit last year. They made some different moves. They brought in Max Kepler. But the point being, if you want to get yourself to a championship organization now, the best way that Luis Robert Jr. can make that happen is by showing up in great shape, staying healthy, and being a pro in every sense on and off the field. And because the scouts are going to be watching, no matter what happens, he is one of those people that I think in spring training, if you feel like you can get him at something of a discount, a talent like him, who objectively might be one of the most 10 or 15 most talented players in the world, when he's right and when he's going. So I think that the way in which he shows up to camp and the professionalism he takes through spring training will be closely watched by a lot of scouts in the Cactus League.
John, what do you think of the Cubs taking advantage of the Astros trying to get underneath the CBT?
Well, I think that so a couple things. The Tucker deal, I thought that worked out really well, and of course, then the Presley deal was the second one. So it was obviously a two-parter, if you will. I like it. It would not surprise me if eventually, from Houston's side of things, it leads to Bregman going back home, so to speak. But I think that Presley was an excellent buy low by the Chicago Cubs. I am a big Ryan Presley fan. There are not a lot of pitchers active in the major leagues right now who know what it's like to throw the last pitch of a World Series. And Ryan Presley does. He has been in the middle of a lot of different postseason situations. He has been in some big moments. There's a reason why when Mark DeRosa had a chance to name anybody his closer, any American-born relief pitcher could have been the closer on Team USA, he chose Ryan Presley. That says a lot about the amount of confidence people have in him. I thought last year he handled the change of role because of Hader arriving with about as much professionalism and grace as you could have expected. And now he's right back where he belongs in the ninth inning. He's got Tucker there with him. I just think it was a phenomenal move by the Cubs front office. And we'll see if there might be one more move to come with Dylan Cease, potentially. I heard the Cubs on him in the last 24 hours here or so. But I think in general, the Cubs did a very good job of being opportunistic and making some really smart moves after the first of the year.
So you mentioned it, Dylan Cease possibly back to the Cubs. This is the rumor, but they were also asking about Michael King out there, right? So they're still sniffing around. Their level of activity is what interests me right now, because they're not a complete team, and it sounds like they know it at the very least. Do you think they have a shot at Cease?
They do, because the number that I mentioned this morning on MLB Network, they've got 7 of the top 100 prospects in the industry right now, Spiegs. That is a massive number, and gives you some ability to acquire talent, bring it in. You think about the relative disappointment that last year was for the Cubs. I think they've already had a winning offseason to date, and if they bring in someone like a Dylan Cease on top of Tucker, on top of Presley, you've got to love that, I think, if you're a Cubs fan, especially when you still have plenty of currency left in your farm system to either call guys up or make trades during the course of the season. I tend to think that Shaw's going to get a chance to win a job on this team, and therefore he will not be part of a theoretical Dylan Cease deal. But look at the outfield, and whether it's Owen Casey or Alcantara, all of them can't play. At some point, you need to look at who you've got and say, let's go for this. And I think show a little bit of urgency in year two with Craig Counsell in what I would describe as a very winnable division. The big picture point here, guys, is this. The same teams that we heard linked to Juan Soto at different points of that courtship and then other high-profile free agents, Corbin Burnes comes to mind, a lot of them are big market teams who have control of their own TV networks and therefore are a little bit, I stress, immune to some of the more existential questions about revenues of the game. Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, and yes, the Chicago Cubs. They are in that select group of a half a dozen teams who know who they are. The Cubs know who they are, what they're supposed to be, and getting Dylan Cease with even 1 year left on his deal would be a big market move by a big market team who needs to show to everybody, especially in their own market, that is who they are still.
Well, the Cubs fans are going to jump up and support John Morosi in the next baseball election with that one. You know, it's an interesting thing, John, because 2 years from now, when the collective bargaining agreement expires, I think there's people within the Cubs that feel like we're looking at a stoppage, maybe even a skip, and a complete reordering of the institution's financial balance. Do you fear that in 2 years?
I don't, because of a couple things. We've been able to, so salary caps have been in vogue in pro sports for about 30 years now in various forms. And we have negotiated, the people in charge of the sport have negotiated CBAs repeatedly without having to have a salary cap. There are ways to balance the playing field here without a hard cap. You could have a floor. You could have a floor instituted that would then also balance some different things with respect to salary arbitration. There is a solution here. that does not require a cap. And part of that, Spiegs, is this. We have just seen in the last two winters, the Soto deal and the Ohtani deal. How could you, with those two contracts, just taking those two, for example, still so early in their life cycle, impose a cap on teams that have those contracts? How would you even make the math work? Would you say, okay, so Soto and Ohtani, you all have to take a 25% haircut on what your deal says it's worth because we've got to increase the minimum salary? I don't see how that happens. I really don't. It makes it, to me, unnecessarily complicated. Do I think there's going to be a contentious negotiation? Yes, but there was one last time, and they found a way to get through it without losing games. I think the way that this gets trickier, and what I will be watching carefully, is how much cohesion is there among the owners, and how much is there antipathy towards the Dodgers for what they have done, or Steve Cohen for what he is doing. And is it basically 2 versus 28, or 2 versus Yankees, Cubs, other large market teams, another line, and then the mid-market teams, and then the Marlins at the bottom? How do we look at this? So if that is all cleaved up and you've got so many different agendas, yeah, then I would get a little bit concerned. But we have seen some pretty contentious CBAs negotiated without having to lose games, and I am optimistic that's going to happen here again after 2026.
John, this was excellent. Thanks so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll call back about how the beard's looking by the time pitchers and catchers report, Cactus League starts. I'll keep you guys updated.
Challenge the comfort zone, John, and use the beard for some of those spring training reports.
I am not cool. I am not rugged, but hey, it's fun.
Change up the look? It's totally okay. That is John Morosi, and we thank him so much for joining us. Spiegs, in the next segment, at some point we should get back to the baseball stuff, even if it's tomorrow, because the Cease and the Robert thing are
there's a lot
fascinating.
There's a lot there with both of them. I agree.
But in the next segment, I am struggling, and I need you to help me with something.
Okay,
something NFL wise. There's something that happened that is really good, but I don't like it aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL is trying to tell me
that you should.
That I should. And it brought about good things. Still don't like it. I'll go through it and get some help from my therapist and apparently my agent, Matt Spiegel. Next, here on this.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Score.